And here in chapter 11, Mishnah 3, Chomer, Bedivrei Sefer, Medivrei Torah, there's a greater stringency in the words of the scribes than in the words of the Torah. And this is talking, following on from the last Mishnah with this rebellious elder. Because a Omer ain tefillin, someone, if the elder says there's no such thing as tefillin, kedei la'avod al divrei Torah, in order that people transgress the words of the Torah, patr. So we don't put him to death for being a rebellious elder, because everybody knows tefillin is written in the Torah. We're not worried people are going to follow him, you know. So he doesn't even get the death penalty, because it's like, so in a way it's like, you know what, we dismiss him because everybody knows that there's tefillin. But if he says chamesh toitafos, if he says no, there are five compartments in the tefillin. So now, Lahosef al Divrei Sofrim, he's adding to the words of the sages, now he is liable to be, he could be a rebellious elder, and he would be liable for the death penalty according to that. It's a very interesting quote, to Rambam Aviyah, Hilchus Mamrim, chapter 4, and then Halachas 2 and 3, that the Rambam paskins that the law of the rebellious elder would only apply to prohibitions which have the penalty of kares. So the rebellious elder would only apply if he's making or he's rebelling in paskening a very high level kind of halacha. Only then would he get the death penalty. We wouldn't put him to death according to the Rambam if he made, if he rebelled in a lesser kind of sin. Only those very serious avaras.